You're listening to SBS News.
Renowned Indigenous human rights defender and South Sea Islander activist Benita Mabo has died. Dr. Mabo, aged in her 70s, was widely recognised for her devoted advocacy for Indigenous education and her push for the rights of Indigenous Australians and Australian South Sea Islanders. The Australian South Sea Islander Alliance confirmed the mother of 10 had died in a written statement.
It is with a heavy heart that the board writes to extend our condolences to the Mabo family for the loss of their mother, sister, auntie, cousin and grandmother on this very day. Auntie Benita's contribution to social justice and human rights for First Nations people and Australian South Sea Islander recognition was monumental and relentless. A formidable woman, Tanner, Auntie Benita will be greatly missed as Australia has lost one of the greatest matriarchs of all time.
Dr. Mabo was the wife of land rights campaigner Eddie Kweke Mabo, who spent a decade fighting for official recognition of his people's ownership of Mur Island in the Torres Strait. He died only months before the historic Mabo High Court decision was handed down in June 1992. The ruling acknowledged the presence and land rights of Indigenous Australians in Australia prior to British colonisation in 1788 and paved the way for the Native Title Act of 1993. Benita Mabo told the ABC in 2013 she made sure she was there for the decision in her husband's stead.
It disappointed that he wasn't there to for the judgment to come down early enough, but on his deathbed he knew and he kept saying, when I win the case.
Benita Mabo was an activist in her own right. She spent 10 years on the Central Queensland Land Council during her husband's legal fight and also co-founded Australia's first Indigenous community school, the Black Community School in Townsville. She worked there as a teacher's aide and oversaw its daily running at a time when it was considered unacceptable to provide tailored teaching to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children. Dr. Mabo said the school students enjoyed success because of parents being directly involved in the classes.
The only thing different was that they did the same curriculum as the white schools, and we had the parents coming in to do arts and crafts and do their own language. You know, we had dance culture that they were doing, and that was the only difference in the school. You know, the parents, they didn't mind it. They enjoyed it just as much as the kids. And it was just like home away from home for the kids.
Benita Mabo's death comes only a week after James Cook University gave her an honorary doctorate for her 45 years of Indigenous rights campaigning. Dr. Mabo was also awarded an Order of Australia in 2013 for distinguished service on behalf of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. At the time, she said she was proud of the recognition.
The honour, eh? Makes me feel so proud to be me. It was a beautiful moment when they opened the letter up and read it to me.
As well as standing up for Indigenous Australians, Benita Mabo also fought for better treatment of South Sea Islanders. She herself was one of the descendants of the Pacific Islanders brought to Queensland in the 1800s and early 1900s to work as indentured labourers. She told NITV in 2013 she made it her life's mission for them to receive the recognition they deserved.
They say forget the past, but we can't. We got to get out there and let people know we are hurting inside and we need to get that all out in the open and tell them.
Benita Mabo died peacefully on Monday morning, surrounded by family and loved ones. Tara Cosoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.